Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Liz Sister, and I'm joined by Mary Hernandez and DC Lowe. How are you, ladies?
We're good. We also have Jan Drake Bakke with us.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know she was on. Hi.
Hi,
Jan. I'm sorry.
Hi.
As well, yes.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. Thank you. It's fine.
Oh, wonderful.
But we need the extra energy, I think, with this super moon, the strawberry moon. The energy is just bouncing everything. How do you ladies feel?
I was very
a little crazy.
Before the show, I took a nap.
It's been a
little
crazy.
I totally feel it. Yeah, I really feel it for sure.
Yeah.
A little bit of, like, not really trouble,
way,
but
though.
Yeah, a little craziness even with, like, electronics and different things, you know?
Uh-huh.
But
oh,
we're doing
always
good. And, you know, do we have, before we start off, Liz, do you have a ball tonight?
Well, I was going to say, so I spent the last couple of days in a beautiful place in upstate New York called Ithaca.
Okay.
It's home of about, I think, 14 different waterfalls. Cornell University's there, Ithaca College. I was there for a conference, but it's a very eclectic, neat place to go. Fun vibes, very, very natural. People are very, you know, they're out walking around and riding bikes and stuff. It's really great. So I went in this cute store while I was there, and I bought a very beautiful brass Tibetan bowl just for our show.
Wow.
This will
thank
be our
you.
Oh, nice.
For
every week.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I talked to a lovely gentleman. Yes, I had a great conversation with a lovely gentleman that owned the store. And he says, you know, I told him that I have the crystal bowls. And he had, they were all these brass bowls he had. And I kept trying them. And, you know, they were good. But, nothing really hit the chord. And he says, let me show you this one. And it has the tree of life in the bottom of it, and then the flower of life below that, which I thought was so beautiful. And then when he rang it, I'm like, oh, that's the one. So I brought her home with me, and we'll have our first ring with her this evening on our show, ladies. So if everyone's ready, take a nice big deep breath in and let it out. And take another deep breath in. So it's a little different than the crystal, but it's so beautiful.
That's
just
amazing.
Oh,
that's
no,
really
I love it. Wow.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Glad you guys.
Thank you, Liz.
You're
yes.
welcome. So, I was
can you introduce
to bring
your
a little? Yeah. Absolutely. So I am Liz. I'm a spiritual counselor and intuitive reader and receiver of messages. I'm a Reiki healer and ordained minister. Meditation coach, card deck creator, and I'm sure there's more, radio show host, and currently I own a holistic center in upstate New York as well, so a little bit of everything. you can find me every Tuesday night on my Facebook page. I'm actually going to send you to the business page, which is River Maven 77. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation. For everyone to watch. I've done it for the last 2 years, so you can go on there and watch replays at any time. And, you know, if you need a little peace of mind, that's a good place to go to and tune in for a few minutes. So, Mary, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I love to, I have a wide variety of cards, oracle decks, tarot decks, and I receive messages from spirit as well and pass on loved ones. I'm a Reiki master, and I also offer numerous readings on my business page. And one of the readings that I love to do is the numerology readings. And for those of you that don't know, it's the one of the benefits of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and your life purpose, which we should know that, you know, coming into this lifetime. Numerology is also the bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be. It also tells you in what age you live out your karma, and it's very informational reading. I absolutely love doing it. It's time-consuming, but it's so worth it. Like, time-consuming for me, but so worth it for the individual receiving it. It's an amazing reading. I also do different readings, you know, 15 minutes, one question, two question, and so on and so forth. And you can find me at on my business page, which is www.theangelwithin.com, and it's spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, and or maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I wanted to share real quick, yesterday for the full moon, I actually attended a meditation by Igor. He's on Facebook, and he is, his business is Alignment of Light, and I have to say his meditation, he's doing a meditation every Tuesday now for people, and it's free. Mm. And the meditation actually, like, I felt like a, like my third eye just expanded. I felt like one with my higher self. It was just amazing. Like, what I said to him, it was just, like, amazing. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't, I just stayed speechless because I was vibrating throughout the whole meditation. Like, my body was rocking, similar to when Jan reads her poems and when you do the bowl that I rock. It was just like mm-hmm. that. It was just like I was in a trance, and it was just so beautiful. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's in Alignment uh-huh. of Light as his business, and it was just amazing. Like, I just said, it's just, like, amazing. That's all I had to say. So I just had to give him a shout-out because I needed to find a meditation yesterday for the full moon, and I missed the full moon one that I wanted to do, and I just did his, and I was just so happy. You know, like the spirit says, there's no mistakes or whatever. What you're meant to go on, you know, you, like, the door is going to open yeah. for you, or it's going to be available. And with that, I really have a quick message that came through today. For me, I was outdoors most of the day at the pool, and what I heard was, there's no roadblocks in life, there is only redirection. Always remembering that mm-hmm. what God has in store for us is bigger and better than what we even hope for. Trusting and letting go and letting God. And that's what I got from the channel's message I received today. So it was so beautiful.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Jan, can you tell
Jan?
Everyone a little bit about you?
Yourself?
Okay. Sure. Thanks, DC. That was amazing, Mary. Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
And I love the bowl. Oh, God, I love the bowl. Liz?
Yes.
I'm, yeah. Jan Drake Bakke, and I am a psychic medium, intuitive, and I like to do poetry in my readings that come through, and I like to just write them anyway, no matter how they come through. And I'm looking to work with musicians with my poems, and I have done it in the past, and I'm still working on doing that in the future. So that's one avenue that I work on. And then I post a lot of my poems on Facebook and Twitter. And I like to, I see animals. They come to me very easily through my mind's eyes. Sometimes I've seen them live, and someday I'll tell a story about how that happened with my mom and I one time. I saw this butterfly out there, very alive and well, huge. Anyway, it's a whole big story, but so animals are one of my things that I work with, and they help with the messages. They bring messages to people it's a very healing experience. And they share about what you're needing and what could be happening to you. So that's one thing I really love to do. And then I just give readings of, I love to do the future predictions, and I'm really into that. And then our group, Sacred Embers, has a special room where we do crimes, and we actually work on these crimes, missing persons, all kinds of things, not just missing persons, but all, you know, all types of crimes. And we report them to the police and the FBI, and we work right with the police, mostly police, and have with the FBI before too, and the clients, the families and stuff. So we don't do a lot of that, but we do it once in a while. And that's our group that does that. And so anyway, yeah, that's me. That's what I do. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.wefindourway.com. And I'm not taking a lot of readings. If somebody wants a reading, I will do it here and there. I've been on a break, and you need to contact me through messages. I'd rather you not go to my website and buy a reading. Contact me first, just so that we can talk about it first. And that's it. Thanks.
Beautiful, Jan. That's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I have a really, I'm a small, medium at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, and a telephone to the divine. And thank goodness I don't have to pay for that telephone. So I listen to Christian music. It's uplifting. It gets me, I don't know, it gets me like in my happy place and everything. And every time I would go to turn on the radio today, I kept hearing Happy Hump Day, you know? And I'm like, okay. So then I turn it off. A couple hours later, I come back in and I hear Happy Hump Day. So this station was asking for a little bit of Hump Day humor. And I'm thinking, my goodness, this is like a little crazy. And who popped in on my end but Joan Rivers? So Joan just was funny. And she's been with me since basically the beginning of my journey. She scared the hell out of me at the beginning, but she's still here with me. So I was asked a while ago, in fact, when I first connected, and I was connected with Jan and the group that we were in, I was asked this question. So I talked back to my angels. And I was thinking, wow, talk back to your angels. You know, that, what kind of like spiritual etiquette is that? But my answer is yes, of course. I always talk back to my angels. Sometimes I get advice myself, or at other times I get, you know, advice for others. And, you know, then I question, my goodness, is this advice like really coming from the angels? While I was giving a client a reading, my angels advised me to tell this to take a walk on the wild side. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, really? That doesn't sound like an angel message to me. And angels, I just met this woman, and I'm not comfortable with that kind of message. So they kept saying the message over and over until I did, in fact, deliver the message. She giggled so hard, and she found it really interesting. Another time, I told a woman that when life deals you lemons, mix up a batch of Tom Collins. And it's the perfect solution, of course, to any crisis. So she laughed and said, oh, my gosh, that had to be from my grandfather. You know, he loved to drink. And then I even got a few messages that have very colorful words. And I don't know if you know this, but angels are not nice 24/7. And sometimes, you know, they help us in weird ways to maintain healthy boundaries. I even read, and I couldn't believe it, that Earth Angels curse. Who would have thought that, right? So we don't carry a sword like Archangel Michael, of course. And Joan Rivers had come in and said, you know, DC, the tongue can be mightier than the sword. So, you know, every now and then, you know, we've got to take a break. And I just, you know, take out that can of whoop-ass and I blow off some steam. So life isn't always sunshine and roses. That's Joan Rivers looking at me and saying, right, sweet cheeks? I'm like, okay, yep. So with Joan by my side, you can be assured that every now and then there may be an F-bomb that just slips out. I do take my halo off at times every now and then. And with Joan Rivers as my misguided angel, you know, talking back is actually second nature. So I'm learning from the best, the Queen Biatch. And with that being said, Jen, do you have three for us?
I love it.
Yeah, cool. That was really awesome, DC.
Thanks, DC.
Thank you. It was great. I do have some poems, and I'm getting them all ready right here, and I'm just going to go through them right now. And so this first one is called Entering the Exit Zone. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which will help us keep our equilibrium. It's a wonderful place in this life in which we live here. We learn, suffer, and rejoice, this earth school that is so dear. It's going by so fast, so much to do. Our loved ones only here for so long, and then they are gone. It seems like minutes, only a few. Take the spiritual path. It's less treacherous, and a ticket for later. It will help us see the difference between a lover and a hater. And when our exit is very near, that ticket will make your passing without fear. And this is called Divine Connection, Tree of Life. We are part of the divine circle of creation, connected to it, and it is part of us in our entire makeup. We are connected, celestial, innate, material. We are the vast universe. We are the earth. We are a tiny drop of this brilliance in this tree of life. And this one's called Universal Pulse. It's like my favorite poem, and it's so silly, but it goes, feel the empowerment of knowing that you are part of the universe, the universal pulse. Even when you feel you don't fit in anywhere, the internal breath of creation and heartbeat of a timeless, eternal life and existence just bebopping into unending curling cues of motion that continue forever. How majestic is that? And this is called I Am Thankful. Thankful to still be alive. Thankful for the food we still have in abundance. Thankful for a place to live. Thankful for the health that I have. Thankful for loving family and friends. Thankful for our first responders. Thankful for still being able to do laundry. And this is, this goes, don't listen to gossip, backstabbing, or slander. Listen to divinity leaders with helpful outcomes and a spiritual reminder for our future to be grander. And whatever your spiritual leader may be, it could be doing yoga or listening to radio shows or going to church or meditating, you know, whatever it is. And this is called May You Reach. May the light permeate your vision. May love be your next decision. May worry, negative thinking, and anger be less. May joy and wonder override any sadness. May you reach farther and through. May the good come back to you in all you do. And this is called Earth Angel. And it goes, remember that you are an Earth Angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe, sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe to fan your flame. You are here to live your dreams. You are giving your best. And to be your highest, it's your time now. There is no one to blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember all is well. And this is called Tree Love, the Kiss, and it was written by a friend that I met on Twitter a couple years ago. His name is Matthew F. Bowers III, and we just started writing this song. This song, it became a song. He made it into a song. It goes, the kiss, the kiss, the kiss, old soul, sacred bliss, on tree 9, love takes root, blooming leaves are the sign, for limbs entwine, all that's budding trembles and clings, and birds with songs as each branch sings, until two spirits flower, each whistling joyous sweet songs of love unfolding in the summer breeze. It's reuniting of souls, young and old. Love is majestic upon its seas. If you wish to kiss and make a moment, you'll always miss. Seek the shade of love's finest umbrella. Just one gal and one fella, cuddling in the shelter of its majesty, reaching ever upward to its creator. The master of all love, gracing our humble earth, be one with nature and all that is. And all that is meaningful to, too, will come naturally, a tree kiss sacred for me and for you. And that goes for all couples of all genders of all kinds. And this is called Flower Peace. Don't be the chaos, be the peace, and that is what we will attract. And this is called crimes. We are a mixture of crimes that have happened to us, the obliteration of our identities, the crimes that came against us. They were beyond our control. It wasn't our fault. Now we have choices daily on what part of ourselves do we keep and what parts do we exalt. And this says, higher dimensions come from kindness, love, forgiveness, charity, service with integrity, along with perceptions of spirituality as well. If we can do one of these, we are doing well. And there's only a few left. This is called your majestic. Carry your majestic into your destiny with no shame, with no one to blame. It's not a game. It's not for fame, but for your wild and for your tame. And this is called my butterfly shoes. I would fly all over the earth to find my shoes, with wings to amuse, never to refuse, to find my butterfly shoes. And this one's called peace poem. We are colors. We are the horizon. We blend as a peace sign, and a rainbow forms. We shine and radiate heaven together. Let's go past the norms. We fly together and breathe the same air. Let's live as friends. Do we dare? I am part of you. You are part of me. We live on the earth. Let's have more peace, kindness, and less fear. And the last one is the fairy sings. She sits on tree limbs, bathing in colors of ecstasy, water flowing beneath her wings. She and her butterfly, the fairy sings with quiet longing and wonderment. She knows no time but eternity. The fairy sings new songs for the betterment of her community. And that's that.
Thank you, Dan. Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Absolutely, yes,
thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. My goodness.
Thank you.
Wow.
I have to say, Dan, I hope that you can, give us some of those beautiful totem readings, your animal totem readings. They are incredible.
Yeah.
I've been hooked since the first time I had one with Dan when I first met you. And I have to ask you, I've had two red robins in a week. One of them was sitting next to me as I was talking to a friend outside at a restaurant. And the little robin was there for the longest time sitting next to me, just like listening to every word. And then I was outside today and I looked up and on top of the garage, there's a robin looking down at me and just staring.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
You
want to
know what?
I didn't even notice.
I just opened up.
A little one, like right next to me, just sat there for the longest time.
That's amazing. That's really amazing to have them sit next to you like that, and then you see it a few times. That's a definite.
Yeah.
They're giving you a message, and I just looked it up right here. Shall I read some of what they say about it? It's time to let go of anything. Okay. It's time to let go of anything in your life that's outmoded and stagnant. Plant the seeds for the new by setting your goals and intentions for the coming year. Let go of your attachment and allow as much joy and laughter into your life as possible. Your spiritual path is steady and slow with challenges along the way, yet it inevitably leads to your achieving your spiritual ideas. You have a beautiful song inside of you. So do whatever it takes to share it with the world. Make a wish and be patient and watch how it comes true. And you're a happy person, often singing or whistling, and your joy affects others in a positive way. You have a past connection to Christ, whether you're a Christian or not, and you're on a divine mission in life. And you're a dedicated spiritual seeker using as many resources in the spiritual evolving world, and your primary assignment while you're on planet Earth is to express the will of God in all you do. Oh my God, that is who you are.
Thank you. Perfect. That gave me the tools. Wow, that was amazing.
How beautiful.
Thank you, Jan. The totem animal readings are just so, so beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, they
absolutely
are.
Wow. So with that being said,
that wasn't from me. That was from a book, though, however. So.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, you know what? It resonates. That's awesome. Yes, really beautiful.
And I just, before picking up the colors, as I normally do, I pick a card for the collective and from the Keepers of the Light. And it's the same message as last week. It's Mercury coming through, and it's open communication. Get a weight off your chest, speak up with love, and be heard. I'll repost the card again on Sacred Ember so that everyone could see it. But, you know, that's exactly what we're going through right now with the full moon energies, right? It's opening up and letting go what no longer serves us and, you know, getting ready for this summer solstice, you know, on these new beginnings that are going that we're going through right now.
Yeah, and it's also a super moon, so the energy is even more intense.
Yes.
And the strawberry, the strawberry moon, is it the super moon that happens? Like, it doesn't happen that often. I think it's the super moon.
Right.
Yeah, it's the super moon that doesn't happen quite often.
The next 3 months we'll have super moons because they'll be the closest to the Earth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. You can feel the energy. And that's what, you know, I've had different people connect with me and saying, you're not going to believe what happened to me. I had a few people with different situations, and I said, just please don't take it personally. It's the moon's energy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what if you check out, you know, what's going on, you'll see that, you know, there's an explanation. It might not help at the time, but at least you know it's not you. And just you have to watch, like, the, I guess, like, you know, like, the one person, she was out at in a public place, and she could not believe what happened. You know, I said, oh my gosh. Well, all I could tell you is, you know, I'm sorry that happened, but there is a crazy explanation for it. And I, you know, I went into it with her, and I was telling her everything. So please, if you run into someone, they say something or something like that, don't take it personally right now, please.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So I'll share this with you guys. The Sagittarius full moon is really about releasing things that have been heavy that you've been dragging around. So it says, focus on big picture goals. Love could be intense. Growth and abundance is coming your way. Light is shed on relationships. Pamper yourself and indulge in things that bring happiness. Take risks. Practice self-care. And celebrate. So some things to do to kind of help you with the energy going on right now.
Really nice.
Definitely.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Liz, for sharing that.
Sheila, that was amazing.
So are you ladies ready? I see several callers from last week, and I did promise them that I'd pick them up first. If you guys are ready.
Thank you,
Maria. Falling all over the place, but
well, you have to hold on to every card that falls. They're important.
Yes, they are. Area code 203. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Pat. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm still spinning around, but I'm doing all right. I've got a question for myself, but for Jan, you were talking about working on crimes.
Okay.
I'm wondering, right?
Did you call before and we talked about it before?
No, you talked about it in the program. You mentioned when you were describing what you did.
Okay.
I want to ask you, I haven't forgotten this. It just really affected me greatly. There's a sanctuary, maybe a state or two over from me. I'm on the East Coast. And someone, they had a bald eagle that they had, I can't even remember for how many years now. It had been shot with a BB gun, and it couldn't fly. So it was going to live out its life at the sanctuary and loved. And the kids loved this bird, bald eagle, and someone stole him. And I believe that he's not alive, but they put a reward out for him, and I'm still trying to find out what happened and wondering if that's something that you and your team would be interested in working on.
Well, we could. We could. And basically all you have to do is just message me on Facebook, friend me, and Jan Drake Bakke, and and then I'll put it in the room. If you have a picture at all of the eagle would be cool, but if you don't, that's okay too.
Yeah, I do. It's been
okay.
It's been quite a while now, so I'd have to find it. And it might take a while for me to get to you. I mean, I'm not asking you to answer me right now, but I just wanted to pose that
right
to you. You might have interest. I've gotten some information on it. I don't know if any of it's true, but there was one woman at the sanctuary that was open to psychics looking into it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I did contact someone a couple of years ago. Anyway.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So it's been over a couple of years.
It has at this point, yeah.
Okay.
It's been probably 2 years.
And did that person you called, the psychic, did she help or he, did they help in any way?
No.
I'm just curious.
I spoke to, what I meant to say was one of the women at the sanctuary was open to psychics.
Okay.
But yes, I have spoken to a couple of people. The first one said that it was.
You don't
stolen.
Have to tell me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not tell us. I don't like to know anything before.
Okay. All right. So I'll get to you when I can, and I'm saying that because my question tonight is what the heck is going on with me, with my energy? I actually feel like my light is just fading out on all levels to the point where I have days actually concerned.
Oh, boy. Shall I go first, ladies? Or who wants to go first? It doesn't matter.
If you'd like to, Jen, you could. You know, it's up to you.
You're ready. Go
okay, because then you can have a little more time. Because I'm seeing the animal right away, and it's a peacock for you, Pat. And the wings are spreading out. Oh, I have to put a thing in my phone. Hold on a second. Okay. And the peacock is saying you're about to experience a vision that will greatly affect your life in the direction that you're going in. So be very watchful about this. You're safe and very well protected. There's no need to worry, but it's gonna help you with what the direction that you're going in. And your dignity and integrity are particularly called in right now. So make a point to keep your head up high. And that's about. And then it just says, carry yourself with a regal air and don't back down. Confidence and warmth. You know what I mean? And they say you're protected. This animal is very protective.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with that.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Jan.
As
you were connecting with her, I saw a rhino come in.
Okay.
And the rhino does have a connection to the divine. And I too feel like she's, you know, she's protected. She's very connected to the divine. And I was also, you know, I feel like you have the ability, you know, to connect yourself, like with those on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, you can get messages from those on the other side. You can, you know, connect with your angels. I was also hearing, you know, like when you were saying you were wondering about your energy, and I kept seeing, like, the vibration, like it was getting high, then it was getting low, it was getting high, it was getting low. Do you ground yourself and then, you know, either bubble or shield yourself and then center yourself? because that will help you to maintain your energy, and you have to do it at least 3 times a day.
Well, yes and no. The past couple of weeks I've been praying almost every day, and starting with the
prayers?
Protection. I don't remember to
it
do
is.
It every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sorry,
because I feel like you're praying and you're getting, like, so many different messages and everything, you know? And right now we're in, a highly energetic time. So I just feel like, you know, like now to just, when you ground yourself, you just feel like you have, like, boots on the bottom of your feet that go all the way down to Mother Earth. Feel the energy and then let it come back up slowly. And it goes all the way up to heaven, okay?
Right.
So if you do that, it's going to clear your energy, you know, as you're doing that, and then put a little bubble of protection around yourself or a shield, whatever your preference would be. And then you just, you know, you center yourself. And it's just helping you to do, like, one thing at a time, and you're not, you know, your energy's not scattered and all over the place. It takes less than 2 minutes, and it'll help you to maintain the energy so it's not all over the place. And right now, you know, with the super moon, the energy is so much more intense, okay? So I would suggest, you know, doing that every day. I just feel like, and then I don't know, for some reason I'm hearing the planet Neptune. You have some kind of connection with the planet Neptune. So maybe if you Google, like, Neptune and you read about it, you'll see, you know, what resonates with you. And
okay.
I do feel like, you know, I feel like you've been wanting something or hoping for something, waiting for something. I'm getting summer. It's going to happen in the summertime. Okay.
There are a lot of things I really want, and there's one thing that I'm, you know, really worrying about, and... You know,
okay,
I'm
well, you,
if that...
I'm saying you've got to let go of worry, though, because when you're afraid and you're worried, it's almost like you put up a wall where you can't connect with what it is that you are wanting. And I do feel like, you know, it's sort of like you're at a crossroads right now.
Right.
And there is an important decision that you have to make. And I did see, like, a letter. I don't know if you're expecting some kind of communication. Some kind of correspondence or something?
I'm wondering if I should write a letter to my son, but I'm also right now starting to write out a letter. I need to go to small claims court on my birthday in July, and I want to get one more letter to the court because what I filled out was a very small amount. And it's really emotionally hard.
I am getting positive changes are going to come your way. You're going to have good news and a positive outcome.
Okay.
And the only other thing I'm going to ask you, is there a small child that you think about? Because I'm seeing just a tiny little girl.
Yes, a 4-year-old girl, my granddaughter.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing this beautiful little girl. Okay. That's all I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless, hon.
Thank you so much. I'd like to ask, this granddaughter is about to lose the cat that she's had in her life, and that's also on my mind, you know, how that's going to affect her.
Okay. So I wanted to look something up because DC told you about the planet Neptune. I'm sorry, this is Liz.
Right.
And... Neptune has to do with your third eye and the element of water. It's attached to the energies of clairvoyance, creativity, dream work, guidance, fantasy, idealism, inspiration, intuition, the underworld, protection, sensitivity, and vision. So, and I'll tell you my message because it kind of goes with it. I have to agree with DC to make sure you're taking time to ground, because that was immediately what I saw was, bare feet outside in the grass. So definitely make sure you're grounding, especially right now in this intense energy that we're experiencing with the moon. Your you're allowing relationships with other people to drain your energy.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. That's why you feel, you know, you allow your thoughts to get carried away, and it sucks you dry is what happened. So when grounding and every morning, make sure you protect yourself, protect your energy. You know, you can have the intention to send love and light and protection to other people in your family that you love, but you don't have to let it suck your energy out. And what you're allowing to consume you is not the actual truth of what is happening. You know, people have other things going on that we don't always understand and know about. So when you think of someone, when someone comes to mind and you start to worry, reach out and give them a call. Reach out and send a message, you know, because it means that they're needing you. And that you being aware and open and connecting, that's the signs that they're sending you. It's like, hey, you know, they're putting a thought in your head about someone or, you know, doing something so that you remember, you know, think of someone. And that's them saying, hey, you got to reach out. You got to check on them, make sure they're okay. So don't get lost in your thoughts, thinking that, you know, something's wrong with you and the relationship or a problem. Just reach out. When you have the thought about someone, pick up the phone, send a text, you know, send a, you know, call and say, hey, I was just thinking about you, wanted to know how everything was going. And you know, you'll be surprised at how much they need it at that moment when you do it.
Okay. Okay.
Just take action. Because you're blocking your flow of energy. And I pulled an affirmation card for you that I thought was quite appropriate at the end of the reading. and it says, I open a clear pathway for my energy to flow. May my energy flow towards manifesting my intentions. So put your intentions and your thoughts, you know, into loving those people, into, you know, sending protection out, into sending healing out, whatever it is you need to do, you know, with your family and friends, go ahead and send it out there, but don't allow it to bring you down. Don't go into this, you know, it's my fault. They don't talk to me. They don't, because it's not, it has nothing to do with you. It's their own busyness and things going on.
Right.
So if you take the moment to reach out and say hello, it's going to mean the world to them. So,
okay.
So that's what I have for you. And I will pass you over to Mary.
All right. Thank you so much.
Wow. Beautiful messages, lady. Hi, Pat. This is Mary.
Thank you.
Hi.
I pulled a card from Postcards from Spirit, but while the ladies were giving you a reading, I was just hearing like you are spiritually awakening, like you're going through ascension. And once we go through ascension, like we get different things, right? We get really tired, like the ladies say, we really need to ground. And even if you just picture, you know, grounding into Mother Earth, visually, instead of if you can't go outside, you know, just do that. There's also Epsom salt baths, if you can do that as well. There's so many ways to ground, but those are the few. Hugging a tree, you know, I love doing that now that I'm close to a park. So it's really so beautiful. But that was the first message that I was getting, like, you're going through ascension and awakening.
Yeah.
And the cards definitely are confirming that. So the card from Spirit says, dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. But leaving the familiar behind can be a good thing. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do. If you do not take this first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliar. The unfamiliar. You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. So proud of you being so brave. You are so loved and so supported. And then in the back of the card, it says, celebrate life. So beautiful. Wow. I got chills throughout that whole reading, by the way. And I also, the other card that came out for you, which I was told to take from the Keepers of the Light, and what a beautiful card, the Serapis Bay card came out, and it's ascension. It says, move into your true self, rise above the darkness, the light is here. And then they want me to read from the book for you. It says, Serapis Bay is the light keeper in charge of ascension. He once served as a priest in Luxor, Egypt, helping those passing on to cross over into the light. Now he is a presence we can call on in order to ascend. Ascension means rising up. It reminds us of the story of Christ being resurrected after death. This means the Serapis Bay can guide us from the lowest states of being back to the light. His energy is almost like that of a phoenix, giving us the support to move out of your own hell or darkness into a space that supports our growth. The stars cannot shine without darkness. You may have experienced a low state of being, trauma, or depression lately, but this is a new beginning. Become aware of growth. There is always room for improvement. There's also a sense of presentation now. You may be receiving documentation or certification to acknowledge your growth or experience. It's important to cherish this time and to realize that without the challenges or obstacles you have faced, you wouldn't be as strong, powerful, or focused as you are today. You are ascending personally and spiritually at this time, and the universe is here to support it. Wow. I am so chilled, Pat, from this reading. It's total confirmation of what I was hearing from the beginning, like ascension. So beautiful.
You know,
it was
pleasure.
Wow.
I literally have been wondering, do I need to check myself into the hospital, or is this some kind of spiritual awakening? And I appreciate your message. I just Googled, it's Serapis Bay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Serapis Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just Googled it. I've never heard of this being. I will read about him.
Yeah,
really interesting.
Call him. Yes.
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. You're so welcome. Yes, I know that at times, you know, when we start ascending, we start getting those messages and hearing those voices. And, you know, for other people, it might seem crazy, but for us that we know better as light workers, we know that spirit talking to us and giving us messages. So just tune in, call him in. I mean, I was totally chilled from head to toe with this reading.
Well,
so it's spot on.
And
I'm
what
so
is
happy.
What book is that from?
Oh, that's from the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck.
By Cal
Gray. Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Really, you're so welcome.
Wow.
Thank you for calling, Pat, and please give us a call back and let us know how everything is going.
I will. I appreciate everyone's time. God bless everybody.
God bless you.
God bless
you too.
You also, Pat.
Thank you.
Mary, that was absolutely beautiful. It was really, really beautiful.
Wow, that was.
Yes, it was.
That was.
Yeah. And I have to say, like, when our caller was asking, you know, should I check myself into the hospital or is it something spiritual? When I had gone to see my doctor, he knows what I do, and at one point I did have, like, a third eye headache. So I told Mrs. Third Eye Headache, he said, well, I have nothing to worry about, you know.
Yeah.
As long as I can decipher if it's in the body or if it's, you know, if it resonates here. So, you see.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say that I looked up, too, Neptune goes retrograde on June 28th, so that's part of what is happening
as
well.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
it just my head. The planet Neptune. Wow.
Serapis Bay is one of the healers in the Seven Rays, which is a course I took not too long ago. and all of the, you know, there's seven beings from, and they're most of them that are in that deck of cards you have there, Mary, that are, you know, they believe the embodiment of his life, essentially these seven master healers. So pretty neat.
It is.
Yeah, that
beautiful.
Is.
That he's coming
through
for
beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. That was powerful. I'm still amazed.
It was.
Okay. So are y'all ladies ready for our next
yep.
caller?
Yeah.
Are, yes.
Okay, perfect. Area code 610. Welcome to Angel Angel.
Hi.
Can I have your first name? Hi.
Yes, my first
name
is Tonetta.
Tonetta? Do you have a question for us?
I have a relationship question. Is that okay to ask?
Of course.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm in separation from my partner. I'm in a same-sex relationship with another female. So I need to know if there's going to be a reconciliation between me and Christine.
Okay. Shall I go?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, go.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen. I'd like that. Go ahead. You can go.
No.
Sure. Oh, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Tanetta, it's Jen. And I see the swan right away standing up and with her wings way out, you know. She's not like on the water, you know, chilling out. She's standing up with her wings way out. So
okay.
She's up and, you know, it's like, I feel like she's like, what's going on? Or, you know, wait a minute here. You know what I mean? So let me just get to more info about what swan is. Usually swans in general, though, you know, they stay with a mate for life. That's their thing. But I'm
okay.
That's just what swans do. Okay, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. And it's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender it to the will of spirit, trusting that all will work out. You'll soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing. Focus on the fact that life is precious and it's sacred. Express your gratitude in as many ways as possible right now. So you're gliding through the waters of change easily and effortlessly, smoothly. You're highly intuitive and often to the point of foreseeing the future. You shine with an inner beauty. You're very powerful physically and spiritually and are highly protective of your loved ones. I think that's why the swan was standing up there with her wings out, like going, you know, trying to figure out, you know, being very protective in a way, like, what are you doing? You know, we can't have this. So I'm just going to leave you with that and know that the swan is right there with you on your side and keeping a very protective attitude towards you and this relationship.
Okay.
And that was amazing. This is DC,
Tanetta.
When I'm with Jen, I don't know, I see the totem animals because she's in our energy. I also saw a dove, and I agree with Jen, like there's going to be, you know, it's going to be fine. I feel like there's a lot of love around you. I also got the song from George Michael, Freedom, and the first part of the song is saying, I won't let you down, I will not give you up. Got to have some faith in the sound. And so I agree there's nothing to worry about. But I saw, you know, I saw like a dove coming in. And I looked in the sky, and there was like a big yes in the sky. So I don't feel like there's anything to worry about. And then I actually, believe it or not, I saw a beautiful ring. Okay,
a ring.
So I like a commitment ring, you know. I just feel
she
like,
had given
like,
me, yeah, she had given me a ring already. I do have
okay.
that, but in the midst of our falling out in late February, I accidentally hit my ring on my car door. The stone fell out, And so I put it in an envelope, and she wasn't talking to me. And I taped it onto her apartment door, and I just said, I'm so sorry, the stone fell out. I don't know what to do. And she has the ring, you know, that's broken. So I don't know what she's going to do with that ring because it was part of her mom's estate. So that ring was from her deceased mother. So I wanted her to have that back, even, you know, it being damaged. So I don't know if she gives me another ring.
All of that. Yeah. But for your sake, you know, for your energy, you have to let go of it. It was an accident. You've got to release that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just let it go. That's an old story.
Yes.
And I have the goddess Callie coming in, and, you know, she's just saying, it's okay. Like, let it go. Please just let it go. You know, everything is fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, an owl flew in, Jan, and the owl saying, you know, something about the way she perceives everything. You know, there's an owl coming in. So you've got to let go of things. I am getting happiness is coming your way. There's going to be a lot of joy. There's nothing to worry about. That's what I'm getting. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to take time to meditate. I feel like, you know, there's a need to release some kind, like there's, I'm seeing like these things around you, and I feel like you have to release some kind of emotional patterns, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to release all of that. Okay, so I do feel, you know, there's some energy within you, and it's the energy, you know, of the past, and you've got to release it so that, you know, you can be open to all the positive energy that's coming to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're filled with like negative energy, there's no room for positive energy. Okay.
Right.
So whatever you're thinking, like, of your partner and whatever you went through, just think about it and say, I release, you know?
Okay.
I release. And as you release, you're going to feel like you feel your heart chakra expanding and filling with more beautiful energy. Okay?
Yes.
So I hope that helps you. Like I said, everything looks really beautiful. And maybe the ring means that she had another stone put in there or something. I'm going to turn you over to the other lady. God bless you.
Okay.
Hi, it's Liz. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple cards for you. The first one is anxiety. So is this an emotion you're familiar with?
Yes.
So... that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, this has got you written all over it. release anxiety. Worrying ourselves and thinking about the same things over and over and over again get us nowhere, right? We're like a hamster on a wheel. Those thoughts, they never move forward. They never make any progress. They just keep going round and round.
Right.
So this card number is 18, but 1 + 8 is 9, and the number 9 is about knowledge and experience. And at this time in your life, you have enough experience to know what you want, to know how a relationship should look and what you want from it. And so it's time to be bold and stand up and claim it. It's you know, the worst that can happen is rejection, right? So, but you're never going to know if you don't take the chance. I got two cards out of this deck, the Energy Oracle, and the other one is number 2. And number 2 is all about balance. And 2, you know, represents relationships and those people. But the card is journey. So, you know, remember that life is about the journey. It's about learning from these moments. It's about learning from the things we've done in the past and moving forward in the future. If we want different results, we make a change. We don't do the same things again. And we try to move a different way. And that's when we know. Like, if we shift and things still don't work out, then that's okay. It's time to move on. Or it's time to, you know, or it works out perfectly, you know, who knows? it's, you know, it's up to you and what you want. But don't stay in the worried anxiety, you know, phase, because that's not doing anything. That's not any action. It's not any forward moving motion. That's stuck on a wheel. Go ahead and take, you know, big steps. I don't know if you were on earlier when I read, you know, the full moon that we're in right now is all about, you know, focusing on our big picture goals. And it's shining the light on our relationships. You know, it's saying, hey, got to look at these things.
Right.
But make sure that you're also taking care of yourself and doing things that make you happy. You know, doing things that make you feel good, taking care of yourself, celebrating things that you've accomplished, you know, even if they're small. You know, you still got them done. Hooray, hooray. And I have a great affirmation for you, and I think it's beautiful because the card is full of candles that are lit, and it says, I'm the light I need when the world is dark. May I keep my inner light fueled and burning brightly. So I think that you light up your own world, but you also light up the worlds of other people. So
yes.
The world needs you to continue to shine your light, to continue to be in a positive place. And when we sit in anxiety, we're not in a happy place, and we don't exude a happy vibe. So, you know, and I feel like you've been the person before that lives life, and people just think, wow, she's so vivacious and, like, just does it. She just goes and does it, and she takes those chances, and the world's calling you to get back out there and do that, to be that person, living life and you know, living boldly, because that's who you are, and being unapologetic about it, right, for everyone, because that's the thing about you that shines brightly. So I hope that message helps you. And I will pass you on to Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
So this is funny. So I picked out the Angel Answers deck because it has yes and no's and some cards to that liking. And the first card that I opened to the deck, it says a big yes. So it's a yes. You will get back together and, you know, and just like Jan was, I don't know if she mentioned a rainbow, but on this card or the hands up into the heavens. So I see in this card, she's got her arms up to heaven, and there's rainbows flowing into her. And then there's a beautiful, like, either a chalice or something above her, which is beautiful and shiny and diamond-like, and I'm getting chills, okay? So, and then I love the rainbows. And then what the card, I just want you to ask your angels to be with you every step of the way. You know, it's always good to call up upon our angels and have them help us, you know, especially our guardian angels as well as the archangels. And then I reconfirmed that with the pendulum, and I did get a yes on going back together, getting back together. But, you know, right now, just focus on you, right? Grounding, you know, doing things for yourself, you know, take yourself out on a date, you know, buy yourself some flowers. That always makes us feel good. And stay busy, you know, because that really helps, you know, and just, you know, de-stress a little bit. I feel like a little stress there. And then the postcard from Spirit, this one's filled out for you. And it says, dearest you, we know everything in the universe is perfect, even in its flaws. And we view the creations of Spirit in total awe. All is unique, yet part of the unity of existence. But the human experience is a little different from ours. You tend to have a specific standard for what you consider ideal. And this isn't serving you right now. So forget your idea of perfection and see through our eyes, allowing things to be as they are without judgment. Don't wait until a perfect moment or mood to start something. Instead, enter life with all its flawlessness. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. Let others be who they are too, imperfect and human, complex or simple. It doesn't matter. for there is always something to discover, experience, and love. When you drop the need for an ideal, you uncover the real treasure, which will be far more interesting and valuable. Loving you like crazy. And in the back of the card, it says, you are magic. Oh, that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love Spirit
yes.
and Angels. They're just, like, so amazing with their messages.
Yes.
So I
that
hope
was wonderful,
really
Mary.
Helped you. Yeah, I hope
yes,
that helped
thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Now you're going to have to give us a call and let us know, you know, that when everything is resolved and back to normal or even better, not back
yes.
to normal, even better than it was before.
Yes.
yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless and make sure you give us a call back.
I will.
Great. Thanks. Wow. What a beautiful show.
Oh,
oh my gosh. So many great
yeah.
guests.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. I'm just going to do a quick search on the board just to make sure I'm not missing anyone from last week. The phone numbers. Nope. Okay. So. Okay. We're going on to the next. Area code 781. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Do you have a question for us?
I do, yeah. I recently started a new job, and I was just wondering what you kind of see for that. And, yeah.
Okay. Ladies?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Who wants to go first?
I can always go first. Whoever you want
okay,
gives
Dan.
You a little
yeah,
more
go
time.
Ahead, Dan.
Okay.
Yes, Dan.
Sure. Okay. Well, I see a teddy bear. It's like it's not like a bear. It just it's a teddy bear, and but that's bear. You know, that's a bear. It's just coming through that way. And I kept hearing iffy. I saw it printed out, the word if, on the
mm-hmm.
job when you talked about the job, Laura.
Yeah.
So it still could go, may go through, but there's an if there. If something takes place or if this happens, it could be iffy also. The other ladies might get something completely different. That was just the word that I saw, and then I saw the bear. So let's see what the bear might be saying. Here, with you, bears are coming out of isolation from being in the winter. So that's what they're all about, and they like to be clear boundaries and. They don't like to compromise, and they get going on a creative project is what it's saying for you to do, but take time out for usual routines also. And it's important to have meditation and introspection time. That's what bears represent a lot, or introspection. But also they are assertive and confident and strong, and they're powerful healers. For physical and emotional spiritual healing. But they like periods of time for reclusiveness in creative work. Winter is like that time for them. But now we're in summer, so they're coming out of that. And it's time to act on opportunities. And also you're a survivor. They represent surviving. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm giving short readings, really short. And just know that the bear is going to survive. You're going to be surviving. Mm-hmm. There's the thing that I got right away about the job is there's an if there. So let the other, I'm going to see, we'll see what the other ladies are getting on that too. Huh?
Jen, I agree with you. I didn't
okay.
get an if, but I didn't get a yes or a no. I got a probably. So it's sort of in the same category.
Yep.
that I'm feeling that there's like issues that are happening at work, and it's just a little, you know, it's just like sort of a little test to see if you can stay calm, Laura, and don't let things, you know, get blown out of proportion, okay? And the things that you're going to face, they're not going to be major. They are going to be minor. But if you don't stay calm in the process, they can, in fact, become larger problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting, you know, you really, you know, you don't, you shouldn't worry. You know, you shouldn't worry too much. Just keep doing what you're doing. And my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Laura, can't you see all the four-leaf clovers around you? And Ginger's sprinkling all these four-leaf clovers around. She's saying, everything is going to be all right. You have so much good luck around you.
Mm.
Okay? So I sort of feel like it's a time to think about things. Maybe think about what it is that you are wanting. I'm hearing blessings. You're going to get to the place where you are at peace, and you're going to sort of have like a renewed sense of purpose maybe. I'm getting new beginnings, maybe restarting projects maybe that you didn't finish, and sort of putting maybe like a little bit more balance into your life.
Yeah.
Okay? So I really am not worried about it because I do feel like, you know, good is coming to you and you truly do deserve it. So, you know, it's a time to just take like a little break. I have to ask you, I don't know if there's a man in your life, a man at work, but I'm seeing a man, and he has like short hair, looks to me like dark brown, and he has a little bit of a mustache, maybe a little bit of a beard, if that makes sense to you. So I don't know if that's someone at work possibly or maybe someone that you know.
I don't know about brown, like kind of like dark blonde kind of. Maybe brown. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
To me it looks brown, but I sort of feel like this person is going to help you, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like they may come in and they may be able to help you. I'm also getting, you know, he's just like looking at me and he likes that you're very hardworking and you're very motivated.
Yeah.
Okay. So you may even be, you know, given another, you know, opportunity to do something else, maybe another job offer, but you really do great work, hon. Okay. So be very proud of yourself. And I just see you like sort of like you're packing a bag and you're just leaving. Are you planning on traveling anywhere? Because if you're not planning on traveling, it could be like another job you're going to. But I just see you leaving. Is there any travel coming?
Honestly, I don't feel too settled in this job, and I'm kind of wondering if that's just meaning I'm moving on, because that's kind of...
Definitely. If you're not, you know, planning a vacation, yes, it means moving on. And Ginger's saying, look up, Mom, look up. So I'm looking up, and I see pennies from heaven. So to me, that means that you may actually get some money that you didn't count on.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like all is well. Like I said, you might be at like a little bit of a standstill right now. And you are very intuitive.
Yeah.
And you have different ways of approaching problems is what Ginger's telling me. So this is, like you said, this is like a time of renewal for you, Laura. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, like relax and please, you know, don't let things like get out of hand, because if you get a little nervous, that's when, you know, you could actually make a problem a little bit bigger than it has to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And Ginger, she said, before you go, Laura, I just have to tell you, girlfriend, you're a money magnet. So what are you worrying about? Hey, you know what? Aren't you ready for something better? Because it's waiting for you, and that's what we have to say. So I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. God bless, hon.
Hi, Laura. It's Liz. And I pulled two cards out of the energy oracle for you. The first one is the Angel of Balance. I agree with the other ladies that this is not your forever job, but it is where you need to be right now, and it's teaching you something. So, you know, be mindful be aware of yourself. I feel like that's something that you try to work on. It's calling you to strengthen this focus now, this practice. So, you know, make sure you're checking in with yourself every day. You know, don't allow things to get you upset or emotional. Just take a deep breath, you know, or other people. Remember that when the way someone treats you is a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Mm-hmm. And remember that when people, you know, are maybe not so kind to you, it's not to do with you. They really are, they're maybe jealous of your abilities compared to theirs.
Yeah.
This card is number 48, and 4 plus 8 is 12, which 1 plus 2 is 3, and 3 is the number of connection, right, of the perfect balance of mind, body, soul. It's about you coming together, just like BC said, you know, very intuitively and opening up. And the next part is the temple path, which shows me that this is part of your journey. This is part of what you're supposed to be doing and going through. So pay attention, take it all in. And then this part is number 12, just like the first one added up to 12. And then again, 1 plus 2 is 3. So here we are again with the balance. But there's also these little sparkly lights all around the temple. And those are your spirit guides and your angels and your past loved ones. So, you know, you have that connection. You see signs. You receive signs from the other side that you're already aware of. When you're not sure what choice you should make, what decision to make, when you're questioning, call out and ask them. Ask them to show you the sign. They're going to. They want to. And that, you know, just improves your intuition even more. It's a muscle. It's a great exercise to, you know, become more aware, to know how to connect and recognize their presence and their messages to you, because this is part of what you're supposed to be doing. I agree, you're very intuitive. The first card is it's a little girl with big angel wings. So, you know, go back to that childhood you, that playful inner child. Be playful. Don't take things too seriously. Enjoy life. Enjoy the lessons that you're learning while you're here. And, you know, take the risks. Take the chances. The things that scare you and get your stomach all excited, you know, those are the things that you're meant to be doing, not to be afraid of. But the other thing behind this little girl is the pyramids, and the moon is up there as well. So, you have a long soulful, you have a long history in your soul, and you're meant to be here. You're meant to be doing the things that you're doing. So I have an affirmation for you that I pulled, and it is, I am loved. May I remain open to accepting the positive, loving energy from the universe. So keep that in your mind. You know, the universe always wants what's best for you. It's always guiding you in the right direction, even when it doesn't seem like it's what you want. Allow the universe to take you, because it's always taking you to far greater than what you even anticipated or wished for. You know, and enjoy the steps along the way. Enjoy the parts, even the not so pleasant parts, because they are teaching you something. Embrace them for what they are and appreciate them, because they then become beautiful parts of your story as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message I have for you. So I'm going to pass you over to Mary.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Wow, that was beautiful readings, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what I was getting was, as the ladies were giving you their readings, it totally resonates with all of them. What I got was, create a list of your ideal job, what it is that you want in this new job, because I feel like there's another job offer, and I reconfirmed that with my pendulum, and they said a big yes. So there will be another job offer. I'm not sure if it's with this company or whomever, but it's really good. Like, I feel like my crown is opening. Like, it's so amazing. Like, it's really, really good for you. And then just a few pointers that I was writing. When people are mean to you, it's just a reflection of where they are a reflection of them, not you. So just don't take it personal. It's just who they are, and that's just their reflection. So your spirit is just wonderful. It's beautiful. It's light. And spirit is all around you. And the cards were just jumping. They gave me like 7 cards. I was like, no, guys, I can't read 7 cards. I'll be here forever. So I was like, I need one card that would actually sum up everything that you guys are saying. I didn't look at the cards, but this one fell out again. And it says, dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunity that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much work you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here in spirit is rooting for you to win the game of life. So just do it. Loving you so, so, so much. Oh, my gosh. And then in the back of the card, it says, unlock your magic. Wow, Laura. And then it has a key. Oh, my gosh. And a diamond, like, with a wreath. Wow. That is so beautiful. So you have magic coming for sure. And with that number 3 coming for you, I see a lot of 333, and that's like for me, it's divine, you know, mind, body, spirit balance. And it also, like, that's the sacred symbol of the goddess in you as well, you know. So just know that you are a goddess, and it's represented also by the white dove, and it's an angelic symbolism, you know. It's such a beautiful number to get, like 333. I mean, even though you only got 3 with Liz, but like I feel like I keep seeing 333, like both, like all 3. So that's so beautiful. I hope this really helped you, Laura. And keep your head up, and I'm telling you, such beautiful things are coming your way.
Thank you, everyone. That was great.
You're so welcome.
Thank
Make
you.
Sure you give us a call back.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, my board is freezing
what?
On me.
Uh-oh.
My
We're
board froze
on
me. Okay. Okay, I'm back in. Okay.
Wow,
that was beautiful, wasn't it? I love being
yeah,
together,
absolutely.
All 4 of us. Wow. It's so magical.
I know, it's very
like,
powerful.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's really hot in here. My grandson is actually, you know, cold, and I'm like, I'm heating up in here. It's hot in here. It's getting hot in here. So usually it's funny because after the show I'm freezing because spirit is all around.
Well, you've
yeah.
got to give
yeah.
your grandson.
They want to have a party.
Yes, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Hug your grandson,
so,
and then it'll the 2 of you out, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. So you guys are ready for our next caller?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Okay, perfect. Area code 310, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hi, Ben. Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, I'm really down and depressed. I just started a job about a month and a half ago, and my boss said last night that I was doing it, or the other night, that I did a great job. I'm learning things well, and, you know, he's happy with my performance. And then last night I came into work, took me in the office, and he said, I don't know the reason why, but I got an email from management saying to fire you. And so at this point, I don't have any prospects. I've got no job. And unless I get something like yesterday, I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to lose everything I've got. And I'm done, then I don't know what to do. So I'm wondering.
Okay, I'll let the ladies
go,
but the first thing I'm hearing is keep your head up. Remember, when one door closes, another one opens. And I'm just getting chilled from head to toe on that message, because that's the first message I got for you. When one door closes, another one even better. Just like, I don't know if you heard from the beginning of the message that was channeled this afternoon to me. It's just that, you know, spirit and God knows what exactly, even the things that we wish for, there's something better out there. So that's what I feel for you. Vince, I'll let the ladies go and see what they get, and I'll come back to you at the end.
Okay.
Ladies?
Yes, Jen, I can go if you're not ready.
Okay, sure. No, I am, but
okay.
I want you to go if you want to, because I can
go.
No, no,
if you're
anytime.
Ready, please. Keep it in. Let's keep the flow going. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Hi, Vince. It's Jan. And
hi.
Was this the job that you started? This was a new job, right?
Yeah. It was in, I live in upstate New York, and this was in Connecticut. So it was like an hour and a half drive one way, and I was sleeping in my car while I was up there.
Aww.
So, and I did.
Oh,
I thought I was going to make probation. It seemed looked like everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, I just got the bad news when I came to work last night.
Okay. I'm sorry. I see. I think I've seen a horse for you before. I'm not sure. Because that's what I
you
heard.
Did
but
say
I...
that.
Okay, yeah, and I don't see it this time. And it's funny how they told me that you have the horse, but that's not what's coming through. You're getting a brown and white dog, brown and white. It's like really powerful colors here. So I'm looking at the dog, and I see keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to be of service right now and not get down. Be of service. You know what I mean? Like, don't allow yourself to get too down over this. Remain determined and resolute, even if you face some negativity or disappointment. I can't believe it said that. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those who are closest to you, and give your loyalty to you, to those who you love and cherish. You're very loyal to your friends and work and community. So when someone needs something, you're often quickest to help out. Anyway, that is just the message that the dog is giving you right now. The main thing that I'm getting out of that is to... it says volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. So right now you might want to just, no matter what it is, it could be anything, like even where you are right now, like picking up something and putting it in the trash. You know what I mean? If you find something on the floor, or just anything. So to get your energy back into the spirit of service, so that you don't let yourself lapse into a depression, because I think you're going to get picked. You're going to pick right back up again. So I want to give you and the strength of the dog to me. The feeling that I was getting of that dog was strength, a lot of strength. So I don't think you're going to be going down a dark hole here. So just have faith, Vince, and chin up. And I know it's a bummer. I mean, that's very sad. I'm sorry they did that to you. But I agree with Mary.
Yeah.
I really do. I really agree with Mary.
Well,
and I wait till...
Well, the horse...
Uh-huh.
No,
the horse.
I was just going to say the horse thing. See, I was expecting to get a job in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Okay.
And I finally got a hold of the HR girl today. And she said they selected other candidates for their job, but the same company, different location 2 days ago, I got a phone call from recruiter of the same company, but again, different location. It's a lot closer to home. And she took down my information. She said she was going to pass it on to the hiring manager and see if they want to move forward for a job interview with me in that location. So
okay.
Unless that comes through, I don't know what I'm going to do.
New door has opened already. There you go.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to pass you over to DC.
Beautiful. Right. Jan, you were spot on. I agree with everything that you have had such events. Vince, you have a lot of divine support with you. Okay, you're not alone. I was hearing the song before, you know, everybody started to connect with you, Just Breathe, okay? So just please breathe and breathe deeply and become a little bit more mindful. And when you do, you're going to recognize that your spiritual team is with you. And that team also includes, you know, the spiritual animals that Jan, you know, saw, okay? So what I was getting for you is, you know, whatever like that just took place, it didn't happen by accident. Because I see a beautiful new path that you're walking on, and this new path is a path of wealth. It is a path of abundance. And this is part of your ascension. It's a journey of ascension. Okay, so as Jan said, maybe in the meantime, just volunteer for something. Because it's sort of like, you know, if you do that, you know, it changes your energy. It helps you to get out of the rut that you feel that you're in. And I do feel like it will help you to go forward. Okay? And the angels are with you, and they're saying you don't even realize how amazing you are, Vince. Okay? You are just amazing. And I'm hearing choices. I was hearing choices. There's going to be several choices. Okay, some may be coming in, you know, shortly, because I heard soon. And there may also be future positions waiting for you. Okay? And you've got to pick these positions by what resonates with you, because you are so unique. And I feel like, you know, you're going to pick beautiful, you know, positions that resonate with your amazing energy. Okay? I was seeing like a man, and I don't know if you've connected with a man yet, but I feel like he may be there to help you, like with this new position. Okay? And I'm also seeing like there's a man there, but I feel like maybe like a woman is going to offer you something as well. The man may just give you advice, okay? And I'm seeing like you're going to have like a position, and it may be like, you know, in a different state, but I feel like it's going to be long-term employment, okay?
Okay. Do you see how long before that comes?
Well, I'm getting there's going to be several, like I said, several different job offers, okay? And I really do feel like, you know, you may get some, you know, extra money maybe when they bring you on or something. So I feel like, you know, everything is lining up. I don't feel like there's anything for you to worry about as well. I hope that you just take this time and, you know, meditating, taking walks outside to connect with your beautiful divine team, okay? And you've got to trust, you know, the messages that you're getting. You want to be able to hear those messages. And please never worry, you know, turn it into the form of prayer and release whatever it is, you know, to the divine. And then it's not yours anymore, because you've got to make room, you know, for happiness. All this happiness is going to come your way. I'm hearing fulfillment. I'm hearing abundance. And the angels are, you know, waiting for you. My dog Ginger is saying, Vince, now is the time. Start speaking to those angels, okay?
Okay.
And, you know,
so
get on your happy face, because, you know, you're going to be happy, Vince. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless. All is well.
All right.
Hi, Vince. It's Liz. And I have to agree. So I pulled two cards for you out of the Energy Oracle, and I got the first one, number 52, Goddess of the Moon, and the second one is number 21, Strategy. And the Goddess of the Moon is all about intuition and the universe, you know, intervening on our behalf. So, you know, this didn't happen by accident, and if you live here in upstate New York and you're driving an hour and a half to work, you're going to go broke with the price of gas. So I think there was a reason it happened. Beyond that, I'm just making a joke. But
right.
But you get the intuitive, the nudges. You get the feeling. You know when something's not right and when something is. And you may fluff it off sometimes, but pay attention to that. It's not to be fluffed off. You are connected. You know, get in touch with it, get familiar with it, understand it, because it's your guidebook, it's your roadmap, it's pointing you in the right direction all the time. So continue to follow that. You know, we're in this full moon. This full moon is all about making your big plans. So the next card, Strategy, is it's a quill over a piece of parchment paper with an inkwell. So it's telling you, write down the things that you want, write down what you're looking for. Put it out there. This is the time for these manifestations. You know, picture yourself at your perfect job. Do it, you know, what would be your perfect job? And envision it in your head and write it down. Don't be afraid. It's not so crazy. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
If that thought has come to you, then it is available to you. All you have to do is put it out there. And, of course, the number 21, 2 plus 1 is 3, and 3 is the number of, you know, connection, of alignment, of the mind, body, soul, all together in equalness. So, you know, I agree. You know, be of service to people because that makes us feel good. You know, even if you're not working to earn money, you're working to earn karma, right? And helping other people helps us. And that's how you're seen, right? That's how people are going to see you when you're out there in the world. So it's not going to be long at all before you get that next thing. I can tell you that. It's coming right along. So write it down and get the biggest, best thing, you know? And I pulled you a mantra, and I think it's so cool. It is a picture of a lock, like on a door, an old skeleton key lock. And you can see the light on the inside of the door through the keyhole. And it says, I am the key to opening doors in my life. May the positive doors on my path always open. So remember that, you know, writing down what you want, envisioning yourself doing that work, that's powerful, powerful stuff. And now is the time. We have a super moon with a ton of intensity to do that. You know, so you have, we always have 4 days before and 4 days after. So last night was the actual full moon. So over the next 4 days, you know, do this for yourself. Trust that the universe is bringing you everything you need because it always is. It's always conspiring for your highest good. And it's going to bring you far beyond what you're even going to write down and wish for. You're going to be so happy with your new job. And like I said, it's not going to be long at all. You're going to be very quick finding a job, you know, so get out there and do things because that way you're not sitting and festering on it because then the time's going to go like that and you're going to have that new job in no time. And in the meantime, everything that you need that you're worried about the money for, everything you need is going to show up. Everything will be taken care of. Trust that because that's how the universe works. It's all going to be there just at the right time. Okay. And I'm going to pass it over to Mary.
Wow, that was beautiful, ladies. And Vince, I just want to reconfirm what Liz just said, that the universe will take care of your needs. When you're of service, and I feel like you're intuitive and you have, I feel like you have psychic abilities, and like when you become of service and everything just flows, like you're never going to be lacking anything. It just comes at the right time. And I could speak from experience because I've gone through a lot these past few months, and I could speak of something that you're going through right now, and just say that it just flows. It just flows when it's required, and you're of service, and you're just like positive, stay positive, and just think positive thoughts. Only because what you think of, you're manifesting. So the more you think of like lack, that's what you're bringing, lack. The more you think of this perfect job is looking for me, is exactly what you're going to get back. Like that perfect job is going to look for you and find you. And
okay.
I felt like a big chill when you mentioned that new job. And this card that came through for you is choose a new direction. And so it's a husband and wife, it looks like, in this card. And he's holding a wand, and there's a portal. So what I kept hearing is there's going to be a portal of opportunities flowing through for you. Just like DC mentioned and Jan and Liz, I mean, I feel like nothing but abundance is coming to you just at the right time. You know, you're never going to be lacking because spirit just redirects us, right? Like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, they actually redirect us. So they're telling me to read what I channeled. There are no roadblocks in life. There is only redirection. Always remembering that what God has in store for us is bigger and better than what we even hope for. Trusting and letting go and letting God. And they wanted me to read that to you. And then
okay.
What else? With Jan's dog, what I felt was loyalty. So when this opportunity opens up, I feel like there's going to be loyalty there, like, or you're going to meet someone, like DC mentioned, that is going to help you, you know, and get you in contact with someone. It's just with that flow, I feel definitely loyalty on your next move. And then these two cards fell out for you from the postcards from Spirit that I really want to read for you. It says, dearest you, do you ever wonder whether your ideas and inspiration might be coming through your soul rather than generated from your mind alone? We are here to tell you we are always whispering in your ear about your highest good. We are conduits for spirit, letting you know you are a living channel for this awesome co-creative energy. When you're feeling inspired, it means you heard us. Inspiration means spirit is breathing through you. Inspiration needs your human passion to keep it going so you can make a difference in the world. So keep moving on what inspires you. Let yourself be led into new experiences and know that this is why you are on this earth. Your purpose is to discover your spirited nature and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. Wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. You are so, so loved. And it says in the back, you are love. And there's like two angels kissing. That's beautiful. And the next
wow.
one is, dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. You sure have. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality. But we know that happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Wow, Vince, I'm like so chilled right now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at any destination. You are so surrounded by so much love and care and spirit. Can you really feel us? Oh, my gosh. This is so beautiful. And in the back it says, you are loved. So, Vince, I feel like you have nothing to worry about. Like DC mentioned and everybody has mentioned meditation for you. Take this time. when your situation happened to me, I took the time to go deep into meditation and deep into my spiritual path and dig and meditate. And it's just beautiful what's come out of, you know, what I went through. But that's the redirection I received, right? I worked in corporate, and now I'm a light worker. You know, I'm being of service. This is my life purpose, to help others, to see, to help them, you know, remember who they really are, you know, who we were born to be, really, because we all have our spiritual gifts. It's just we've forgotten who we really are. So keep your head up. Like I mentioned, you know, everything, like these cards say and all the messages that all the ladies mentioned, I mean, they're so beautiful. It's just lots of great things. And there's also a rainbow in this card. So I just wanted to let you know, keep your head up and please give us a call. And remember, what we think about is exactly what is becoming our reality. So don't speak of, like, those negative thoughts that your car is going to be taken away, because it's not. Spirit will make sure that you're taken care of. You know, just do the work, and everything will open up for you, Vince. I really have, like, trust. And do so. You know, trust. Let go and let God. Like, just put that list, like Liz said, of the perfect job that you want. And I know it sounds a little crazy, we say it for love, but it's also good for a job, a list, you know, of the qualities that you want in the job. You know, put that you want it to be 30 minutes away from home, not 2 hours,
yeah,
or, you know, 3 hours commuting time, you know, round trip, you know, like things like that. It's just like, you know, the list that we do for our soulmate, you know, we also have to put the things that we don't want so that doesn't appear in our lives. So, you know, just keep your head up, Vince. I see nothing, and just like the ladies all confirmed, you are confirmed. There's nothing but great things coming to you. Just, you know, stay positive.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much
for
calling, and God bless.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Vince.
You're welcome.
Hang in there. God bless. Hang in there, Vince. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
God bless you.
Okay.
Thanks.
We'll call us back soon. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful reading.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That was. My gosh. It was so beautiful.
Yes. Oh,
on
my goodness.
Fire.
Yes, we are,
yes,
on fire.
You know what? I don't know who the next caller is, but Ginger's singing a song.
Uh-huh.
Just what makes that little old ant think he can move that rubber tree plant?
Oh,
cute.
Okay. So pretty. Okay. This is,
I hope,
our next caller. Area code 919. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Kay. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I love that song.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautiful. Do you have a question for us this evening, Kay?
I do. And it's, first I want to say my heart goes out to Vince, because I can understand.
Yes.
I was in that same position. And my question is regarding career as well. Similar to him, I was in a very toxic workplace, and I consider myself being blessed enough to, although financially it was a hit, it was being blessed to be removed out of that toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
I have since started working on a job that is just really to bring in some money so I can have an income, so I'm not sitting and stressing and wearing myself and worrying about losing anything. But it is not the job, the one that is for my greatest and highest good in overall bringing in survival. And I'm just wondering, what do you see for that, or how soon do you see something in that coming through?
Okay. Lady?
Do you want me to,
okay.
Or do you see? Do you want
yes,
to go first? Please
yes,
go
yeah,
first.
You,
no, I. Do you,
oh,
see,
you
go first if you want to. I feel like I'm going first too many times now.
You know, it flows well. It flows really well. You have something to give to her daughter.
Yes,
okay.
It does.
All right. So Kay, this is Jan, and hi, I see a dragon for you. Haven't seen a dragon in a long time, but this, I see one for you.
Okay.
So, dragon's such a powerful animal, and they say you're emerging into a new phase of your life, one where you'll be taking more risks and be more vulnerable. But you can also be very well protected, too, and do more things and activities that bring passion into your life, is what they're saying. It also says you're entering into a period of considerable prosperity. And meditation is very valuable for you right now, and also, like shamanic traditions, they're saying are very valuable for you right now, too. And it says that you're a contemporary wizard, quite evolved spiritually and mature, and have a lot of skills.
Okay.
And you're open-minded, and you're accepting of other spiritual paths and new ideas and possibilities. And you have enthusiasm,
yes.
and it's contagious with other people. So that's what I saw. And really, I don't see too many dragons come through. So I think it's
wow,
really, really neat. Yeah. And I even forgot your question, but the time zone that I was getting for whatever it was 3 months is what I was getting. Anywhere from now to 3 months. And I'm sorry, I forgot the question, but 3 months period.
It was about career opportunities and something better.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll hand it over.
Okay, Jan, I agree with you. I agree with you on your timing is perfect. That's exactly
really?
What I
I'm
got
so
my...
Oh, glad.
Yeah, no, I got
you
the
did?
Same thing.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So I just feel, you know, that's going to be around the time that it's going to happen. But I'm getting, in the meantime, you know, your finances will start to improve. But don't lose, you know, don't lose perspective of what you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, but I see, like, Ginger showing me, like, pennies from heaven. So I do feel like there's going to be some kind of extra money. Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
okay.
And I feel like you're an amazing worker. You're going to have a lot of success. Just keep being you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay?
Okay. I'm getting, you know, connect with the angels. And I don't know, like Mary, when Mary was describing her situation, Mary's a prayer, she's a warrior. She's not a prayer warrior. She's a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I feel like... If you're the same way, keep asking for, you know, that divine protection. I feel like, you know, you may need a little healing because there's like a little bit fretfulness and everything, but everything, I feel like everything is going to be fine. So please just, you know, pray, never worry, pray. And just let your light shine because you are amazing.
Wow,
okay,
thank
Kay.
You. Thank
and know
you.
That you're, yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Safe. And I'm smelling Mother Mary's roses as I'm connecting with you and telling you this. So I smell her beautiful roses. Do you have a special connection with Mother Mary?
Yes and no. Yes, yes.
Okay, because I see her, and then next to her I do see... I see other, you know, other angels, ascended masters, but she's the one that is stepping forward, okay?
Yes, yes.
I'm getting
when you said that I am open to other faces, I've been doing a lot of
beautiful
studying and learning different cultures, yes.
I feel the angels are with you.
Oh, good.
I do feel like abundance coming. And like I said, I do see like Mother Mary and I see the angels around you, Kay. Okay? The only thing I want to ask. The only thing like I do want to ask you, I was hearing a woman, like an older woman that may have some part in, you know, helping you. So I was getting like, you know, is there an older woman that's sort of like maybe positive in your life?
Yes, I, my mother died when I was a year old, and I was raised by my great-grandmother.
Okay, great,
and
okay.
And she, so she was like the mom
She sounds really beautiful. Okay, her energy is
beautiful.
Sorry about
thank
the loss
you.
Of your mother,
thank
but you have a beautiful woman that is in your life, and that's amazing. That is such a blessing. Now, who is the younger man that comes in the picture? I mean, he's younger than the woman.
On the other side?
Go ahead. On this side, very supportive gentleman.
Oh,
he's younger than the older woman. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I'm getting, like you said, you have a lot of support, hon. Okay.
Okay. Okay, wonderful.
And I just feel like, I don't know,
that
at one point you may actually end up going to a gathering or something, and there may be something there that ends up happening for you as well, okay? But this is your time, like, to think about things. And when Jan, you know, said, like, around that three-month marker, that's good because I'm getting, need a little bit more time, okay? And it's going to take, you have the perfect answer for what's going to happen for you, for your highest and best. So you've got to, you know, you've got to remain at peace with everything because everything, you know, is going to work out for you. It truly is going to work out. And I feel like as you were talking, I saw like clouds, and then all of a sudden the sun was coming out, you know?
Beautiful.
As we know, you know, the universe has infinite abundance, Kay, okay?
Yes.
And you're worthy of that just because you're here. So in the interim, if there are any maybe like old beliefs or anything that you need to let go of, please let go of them, okay? And you have so much wisdom within you, hon, okay? And I also feel like maybe there are things about yourself that you're not even realizing. I feel like you have so many different like skills and talents and they come, you know, all of that stuff I'm getting is from, you know, your ancestors. You have so much more within you that you're not even aware of. Does that make sense?
Yes. It makes sense. Yes, it does.
Okay. So this, you know, this may be a crazy time for you in a way, but it's a time that's going to help you to connect with that beautiful higher self and really get into alignment with, you know, what you should be doing. This is going to be a time where an amazing information takes place, okay?
Okay.
And it's really
funny.
Like you're calling in today and stuff, like with this big super moon, because I just saw this big moon like almost hit me in the face. So this is your time. So, you know, maybe get out there and put out your intentions because I feel like you're going to start getting downloads, helping you to go forward, hon. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, and I wish you the best. I know all is going to be well, but please call us back when, you know, everything starts to happen.
Great. Thank you. I will.
Hi, Kay. It's Liz. And
hi.
I have some, when Jan said she saw a dragon, I pulled out my first card, and it's Magician in the Mirror, and in one hand he's holding a fire, and in the other hand he's holding a crystal. And I was like, how funny. But it says you are the magician of your life. You know, you decide what you want to do, what you want to happen. I agree with the ladies where you're intuitive and insightful. You are powerful. You can do what you put your mind to. You have to believe it. No, and I don't think you've had the opportunity.
Yes.
I think in your previous job, you weren't able to truly be the person you were because of fear of criticism or being ostracized. Now's the time to truly embrace who you are. So the Magician in the Mirror is card number 53, and 5 + 3 = 8, and 8 is the number of infinite abundance, right? The infinite potential. And that's what the universe is.
Wow.
And it's always, if we can dream it, we can have it, we can be it. So remember that. And again,
wow.
Super moon is a powerful time, you know, so, you know, get these things out there, get that, those thoughts on paper, you know, start dreaming the big crazy dreams. And stepping into who you truly are. Because
yeah.
Actually, I wanted to read you something at the end of that page. Let me still find it here. Okay. It says, you are the alchemist of your life. And just as an alchemist turns base metals into gold, you are now able to transform your difficulties into great blessings. This is true in every area of your life. Claim your power and embrace your intentions in your heart and your daily life. Direct your destiny, and the mists
wow.
of the future will clear into brilliant reality.
Wow.
And then, as DC was saying, there's an older woman coming in for you. The second card I got mm-hmm. was number 47, the thinking woman. And this, when this card comes, it's because you're at a time in your life where you're kind of taking pause and reflecting. But it's also about the
mm-hmm.
female spirits and energy coming in and guiding you too, and being open and listening to them, because they are
yeah.
trying to assist you. They do want you to do better. They do want to raise you up and support you. So call them in.
Beautiful.
And then I pulled an affirmation card for you, which I thought, oh my gosh, like it just couldn't get any more beautiful. And it says, I am comfortable expressing my authentic self. May I continue to be true to myself and live life for my highest good. So, you know,
wow.
now is the time to step into the person that you have always wanted to be, that you are comfortable being, that you weren't able to be before, and fully embrace it,
yes.
fully embrace who you are and those ideas you have, because there's a place for them.
Yes.
You know?
Beautiful.
You know, the job that you're doing, treat it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a job for now. And put your focus on the bigger things you want to do. Put, you know, your free time,
yes.
put your focus and energy into that area, because that will fulfill you. That will keep you happy. And the job is just going to be there to make money. And you know what? You're going to know when it's time to walk away. You may even be
yes.
able to do it with a little satisfaction. And let it be that. You know, don't let this job get you. Don't let any of it eat you emotionally. Just, you know, whatever. I'm here for now.
Right.
This is temporary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And because you're going to be creating what you're going to. So.
Yes. Beautiful.
Tap into that,
thank you.
That
thank
higher
you.
Self, to your other side, to your guides that are coming through. And beautiful things are going to open up for you. And I will... Yeah, let Mary give you her message.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hi, Kay. Hi, Kay. It's Mary.
Hi.
I was long
Hi.
Waiting, but I totally agree with everyone's message. I mean, such beautiful messages. And like DC mentioned, I am a prayer. I love to pray. I pray my rosary at least once or twice a week, if I can, twice a week, sometimes more. But every night and every morning and every night, I'm praying. Like, my prayers are,
yes.
like, 30 minutes. So it is, I am a prayer goddess, or the way she called me, goddess. That's so beautiful. I was a
mm-hmm.
warrior, but, yes, goddess. So, yes, it's good to be grateful. And the card that you got was recovery. And similar to Jan's message with meditation, so with meditation, you know, this is a period right now, right, what you're going through, like you, spirit slowed you down, right, for a purpose, because
mm-hmm.
you have to go within.
Mm-hmm.
This is a period of recovery and healing for you, so I feel like meditation is really good. And also...
Mm-hmm.
Sending words of gratitude to heaven and, you know, begin planning for your next exciting phase of your life, because I see nothing but exciting opportunities coming to you, like things that,
wow.
you know, just make that list of the things that you really want to manifest in your life and always you know, like we told Vince, right, keep your chin up because there's nothing wrong with taking a timeout, right, or being put in a timeout, right, because that's when we go deep and dig deep in, within ourselves and see what it is, what are we here for, right, our life purpose, what is it, you know, what exactly our life purpose is, you know, what. And so it's really magical time, you know, I'd say take advantage of it if you can, you know, and, and I also pulled a postcard from Spirit for you. It says, dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate new beginnings. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and push back when entering any kind of new relationship. It's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know, it's time to dive in and allow that new version of your life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, which is Spirit. So this is the relationship they're talking about. It's your relationship with Spirit. So that's why meditation, like Jen said, is very important. And like my crown is just like open right now, totally. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing. And we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We are so proud of you. And in the back, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, with love. So I, before you get cut off, because we went into the 6 minutes over the show, did you mention that you had a brother in Spirit?
No, I have a brother.
It's your mother, right? Your mom?
My mother and my grandmother is in Spirit. My mother and my grandmother in Spirit, yes.
Okay, because when I tuned into your energy, I felt like a big hug from behind. So I don't know if they did that when you were a kid. So I felt like they're coming in again, and I'm feeling it in the back of my arms, like, you know, towards the shoulders. And it's just like such a beautiful, like, hug. I don't know if you feel them. Let me see if you can feel
them. I get that at night when I'm in the bed, the exact same thing that you feel. Yes.
Okay, wow. So they're giving you a hug, a good night hug.
Yes.
So my dad comes to me and he gives me, like he touches my hair, so I know he's there.
Mine too.
So
yes,
Yeah.
So I can feel
so
the
beautiful.
Flicking and I know it's him.
And I'm like, Daddy, I love you. Thank you. You know,
I do
so
too.
Just acknowledge they're there. You know, especially your mom and grandmother, and just acknowledge they're there and just say thank you. You know, just keep bringing me more of your support, more of your love, and, you know, they're there for you. So, you know,
beautiful.
Talk to them, you know.
Thank you
wow, okay,
so
this
much.
Is beautiful. You're so welcome.
Thank you. Oh, thank you all. Blessings to you all.
Yes, same to you.
Same to
you.
You
as well.
Okay. All right.
Have a great evening and God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Wow. What a beautiful show, ladies. I don't know if it's still recording, but, I mean, it's been, wow.
It is, Mary.
Magical.
It's still recording. Yeah, it was magical.
Okay.
And the energy between the four of us was, like, so strong. The lights kept flickering on and off.
Yeah. I'm really warm
right
now.
Just
my nose
so
is like
easily too. It just flows.
Yes, it does. It's like we're just
it
like
really
pick, from one another, right? We pick up from one another.
Yeah.
Definitely. And Ginger had
thank you.
The referee all the energy. She said it was too much energy. She went and make sure she, you know, she was balancing his energy out because it was really strong. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was because the heat in here like intensified. I'm like, I feel like I'm 100 degrees.
Oh my goodness.
Hi.
I feel like I'm
really
outside. I don't know if you guys know the weather over here. We've got a heat wave over here in Ohio, and it's like been, it feels like 107. The feel like.
Oh,
wow.
It's been like 96 degrees. So it's
wow,
very impressive.
But it's humid
like
there,
you,
huh?
You go outside and you're like, oosh, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So yeah, but I've been trying to enjoy my time at the pool, you know.
That's
awesome.
Oh, nice.
At the same time, getting messages from spirit, right?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, that was powerful too. Those messages.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
were
wonderful,
yeah.
And
yeah.
So perfect, right? For almost everyone, even like
yeah.
For me, I feel like it resonated as well. Like it resonates with everyone, right? Because we're all going through something in life.
And Ginger,
saying
to you, Mary, check out the hair. It looks like a skinny rabbit. I don't know. A hair, I guess, is different than a rabbit. There's some differences, but I mean, it really resonated what you know what I typed like into the group chat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm gonna look it up now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, that was really cool. Yeah.
Thank
so Ginger
you,
left a like you said, she left a totem for everybody there.
I know. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Liz. Oh my gosh, this was magical. It was really magical. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Yes, it
beautiful.
Was.
Thank
well, ladies,
you.
Have a blessed evening. Thank you for sharing your energy with everyone. And
yes.
I just, I feel like I'm like, yeah, the energy tonight feels like something you can't get from a vitamin, you know? It's just absolutely
no,
amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah,
beautiful.
No.
Absolutely.
All righty, ladies, so we're going to
okay.
wrap it up. What's in the episode?
All right. Have a great night.
All right. Good night, everybody. Bye.